KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Rush CPA and Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. Well, checking sports, the weather having an effect on some of the games that were to be played last night in local high school basketball. Of course, we had some regular season games that were canceled last night. The Atlantic Harlan varsity and JV boys basketball games and the Atlantic middle school games against Creston were canceled yesterday. Some tournament games also canceled or postponed yesterday. 1A District 12 matchup with Diagonal at Lenox is going to be held at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Also in District 13 and 1A, Iowa Christian Academy at Orient Maxburg will be played tonight at 7. Essex versus Heartland Christian at East Mills will be played tonight at 7, and Glidden-Ralston at Storm Lake St. Mary's will be tonight at 7 o'clock. In 2A matchups, ACGC versus Mount Air and Panorama versus West Central Valley at Stewart, a doubleheader postponed to tonight. 6:30 will be the first game. Tri-Center Red Oak and Shenandoah Clarinda in Clarinda, that's been postponed to tonight as well with a 6:30 start in the first game. Also in District 15, Maple Valley versus Kemper Catholic at Alta Aurelia. That got rescheduled last night. And Missouri Valley at Alta Aurelia, that's been postponed to tonight at 6 o'clock. There were a few games played last night. Westwood beat Whiting 78-26 in a 1A District 1 game. In 1A District 15, West Harrison beat West Monona 64-62. And in 2A District 15 quarterfinal, Kemper Catholic beat Maple Valley last night by a 66-56 final. They moved that game up just a touch last night to get that one in. Well, fourth-ranked Virginia faced a tough test in their first game since losing to Duke on Saturday. The Cavaliers avoided their first losing streak of the season as Kyle Guy had 20 points, including back-to-back three-pointers in the final 2 minutes and a 69-61 win over eighth-ranked North Carolina last night. The other top 25 game of the night had number 14 Kansas holding off TCU 82-77 in overtime. Devin Dotson capped his 20 touch last night to get that one in. Well, fourth-ranked Virginia faced a tough test in their first game since losing to Duke on Saturday. The Cavaliers avoided their first losing streak of the season as Kyle Guy had 20 points, including back-to-back three-pointers in the final 2 minutes and a 69-61 win over eighth-ranked North Carolina last night. The other top 25 game of the night had number 14 Kansas holding off TCU 82-77 in overtime. Devin Dotson capped his 25-point performance with 6 free throws in the final 40 seconds as the Jayhawks won their second straight while starting 4 freshmen. A Drake senior forward Nick McGlynn has been a key in the Bulldogs' surprising run under first-year coach Darren DeVries. The 6'8" McGlynn scored 22 points in Saturday's win over UNI and surpassed 1,000 points for his career.
You know, the effort he puts forth every night is so consistent, and I think that's why you've seen him continue to grow from his freshman year to his senior year, even though I wasn't there for, you know, his first 3 years of it. But any kid that works that hard has a great opportunity to continue to get better, and he's certainly done that.
Drake leads the Missouri Valley in scoring, and one of the reasons is the ability to get quality shots before the defense gets set up.
That's a huge priority for us of, you know, kind of what we want to be, kind of our identity is to get out and run and push in transition especially and try to score in that, you know, first 10 to 12 seconds of each possession. So it's something we work on every day, and we put a big priority on it, and you know, it's been pretty good to us to this point.
Well, the Bulldogs visit Southern Illinois tonight, and DeVries says a concern is Saluki point guard Aaron Cook, who averages more than 11 points a game.
I really like Aaron. He's got I call it some shake to him. He can leave you standing there by yourself if you're not careful, because he can really create for himself, create for others. He shoots it, obviously, so I really like his game, and he's a tough matchup.
Drake is 18-7 overall. They're 7-5 in Valley play. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson says the Panthers need improved defense as they get ready to host Illinois State tomorrow night. The Panthers scored 77 points in a loss at Drake and 71 in a home loss to Bradley last week.
In terms of our points per possession and the way we executed and the way we played offensively, for the most part, was fine and good enough to win a basketball game on both of those days, but our defense and rebounding it's not been good enough the last two games.
Jacobson says both opponents last week played well in offense.
Bradley and Drake both. You know, Drake's done it all year, and Bradley, when Brian adjusted their starting lineup and put some guys in some different roles, they really started to push the ball. And Drake has done it all year. So we played happened to play against the last two times out against teams that really pushed the ball.
Panthers are 5-7 in the Valley, 10-15 overall heading into tomorrow night's action. Well, the Associated Press men's top 25 basketball poll has Tennessee on top again this week, with Duke, Gonzaga, Virginia, and Kentucky the top five. Michigan is number six. Nevada, North Carolina, Houston, and Marquette round out the top 10. Also, Michigan State is at 11. Purdue is 12th. Kansas is 14th, right ahead of Texas Tech, who's 15th. Kansas State is into the poll at number 18 this week. Wisconsin's at number 20. Iowa is at number 21 this week. Iowa State is at 23, and Maryland is ranked 24th. In the women's AP college basketball poll this week, Baylor is again the number one rated team, with Louisville, Oregon, UConn, and Mississippi State the top five. Maryland and Notre Dame are there as well in the top 10. Notre Dame is 6th. Maryland is at number 7. Also, Iowa is up two spots to number 14. Texas is 15th. Iowa State moves up four spots to number 18 this week. Rutgers is 23rd. Michigan State 24th. And South Dakota's in the poll at number 25 this week. In NFL news, the Cleveland Browns are giving Kareem Hunt a second chance to play in the NFL. The Browns have signed the running back 3 months after he was cut by the Kansas City Chiefs. Hunt was dropped after a video showed him pushing and kicking a woman the previous February. He was placed on the NFL commissioner's exempt list hours before the Chiefs released him. The Browns feel comfortable giving the Cleveland native an opportunity to make amends. Hunt has sought treatment and counseling, but he could still be suspended by the league under its personal conduct policy for that incident and two others that have surfaced after he was released by the Chiefs. Hunt was in his second season with Kansas City as one of the team's most productive players as they won the AFC West the last 2 years. He led the NFL with 1,327 yards rushing as a rookie in 2017 and logged 824 yards on the ground through 11 games last year before he was cut. Heisman Trophy winning quarterback and MLB first round pick Kyler Murray says he'll pursue a career in the NFL. Murray tweeted that he is firmly and fully committing his life and time to becoming an NFL quarterback, adding that football has been his love and passion his entire life. Murray was drafted 9th overall by the Oakland Athletics last June before throwing 4,361 yards and 42 touchdowns for Oklahoma, leading the Sooners to the college football playoffs semifinals. The Panthers have re-signed safety Eric Reed to a 3-year contract that runs through the 2021 season. Reed joined the Panthers in week 4 of last season and started all 13 games he played, recording 73 tackles, 5 pass breakups, 1 interception, and a sack. Reed has an ongoing lawsuit against the NFL owners for colluding to keep him out of the league following his decision to kneel for the national anthem when he was with the 49ers. In baseball news, Houston Astros pitcher Garrett Cole has asked for a $13.5 million contract through arbitration for 2019. The Astros countered with an offer of just over $11.4 million. Cole received $6.75 million last year, going 15-5 with a 2.88 ERA for the AL West champions. Players and teams have split 6 decisions, including a victory for Astros shortstop Carlos Correa. Also around spring training, Brad Brock and the Cubs have finalized a 1-year contract that guarantees the reliever $3 million and could be worth $8 million over 2 seasons. The right-hander had 12 saves and a 3.59 ERA in 69 games for Baltimore and Atlanta last season. Free agent catcher Stephen Vogt is returning to the Bay Area, agreeing to a minor league deal with the Giants. The Pirates have announced a minor league contract with outfielder Melky Cabrera. Catcher Nick Hundley has accepted a minor league deal with the Athletics and an invitation to big league camp. And lefty reliever Zach Duke has signed a 1-year deal from the Reds. And in golf, Phil Mickelson finished off a 7-under 65 as he won the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am yesterday, the match. And he matched the tournament record with his 5th victory. Mickelson had a 3-shot lead over Paul Casey with 2 holes to play when it was too dark to finish Sunday night because of delays from rain and a hailstorm. Mickelson hits 7-iron to 8 feet on the par 3 17th and played it safe down the par 5 18th, making a 6-foot birdie. Mickelson finished at 19-under and joined Tiger Woods as the only players to surpass $90 million in earnings. Casey birdied the 18th for a 71 to finish alone in second place, 3 shots back. He won the Pro-Am portion of the tournament with Don Colleran, the chief sales officer for FedEx. That's Check Sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you by Rush CPA and Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, Suite 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.